I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, good morning, Travis. Tell us what's going on with Sarah.
Man, I wish I knew. So check it out. My best friend and I, we went to a singles party on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
You know, with the hopes that we'd get our midnight kiss that everyone's out looking for.
Sure. Spoiler alert, did you get that kiss from Sarah or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So then we assume, Travis, the first time you met Sarah was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be pretty weird if I was calling about Sarah and it wasn't her.
Right,
Well, I was going to say another bizarre part is that my buddy also met her roommate. We all ended up getting along.
Cool. Yeah. So what happened? So midnight kiss, then what happened?
Midnight kiss, we have a great night, and they invite us back to their place.
Okay, so everybody's getting along.
Yeah, they were into it. It was, we had a wonderful grown-up sleepover. And the next morning, I wake up, my buddy's already gone, I don't want to overstay my welcome, so I take off. And I hit her up on Instagram later that day to see if she wanted to go out some other time. I figured it would be an easy yes.
Yeah.
If anything, I figured it would be a response.
Right.
There has been no response.
Nothing.
Right. This is where it gets Twilight Zone weird.
Okay.
So me and my buddy, we go out a couple of nights to this bar, and we're having a good time. We look over, and who do we see but Sarah and her friend.
Nice.
And we think, oh, perfect. Look who it is. Let's mosey over. We'll buy him a drink. Say hello. As we're walking up, they literally look at us and hit a fast 180. Maybe they said hey on their way out. Looked us straight in the eyes, swoop, and left.
Turned
ghosted
around.
Us like right in front of our faces. We were standing there like, dude, that even them? What just happened?
Yeah. Well, okay, so with all due respect then, don't you feel like you already have your answer? Like if we're going to call Sarah, kind of made up her mind already? Like, are you sure you want us to call Sarah?
No, I think you're right. I would kind of just like to know what happened. Did my buddy mess up? Did I mess up?
Travis, it sounds like to me you need closure from your one night with Sarah.
Yeah.
You're a feeling sensitive guy.
Right.
Okay, but the deal is, if Sarah doesn't want to talk to us, then it's over. No answer, and you move on, all right?
That's fine.
Perfect.
All right, stay there. We'll call Sarah, and we'll be right back. The second half of Second Date Update next on The Wolf.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now, on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
It was New Year's Eve, and our listener Travis and his friend met up with a couple of girls, Sarah and her friend, at a club. They had a great time, went back to their place, but since then there's been no response, except for when Travis and his friend ran into Sarah and her friend last weekend.
As we're walking up, they literally look at us and hit a fast 180. Maybe they said hey on their way out. Looked us straight in the eyes, swooped, and left.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Yeah, this is Sarah. Who's this?
Hi, Sarah. This is Thunder and PT. We do the morning show on 102.9 The Wolf here. You're on the radio right now. Do you have just a quick moment for us?
Yeah. Why are you calling? Did I win something?
Well, so not exactly, I guess. I mean, what we do is we do a segment called Second Date Update, okay? And what it happens is we have listeners that reach out to us and they've been on a great first date or they've met up with somebody and that person is not getting back to them. All right, we have a situation with a gentleman named Travis. He can't figure out what went wrong with you and in your kind of your New Year's Eve, I guess, sleepover, we'll call it.
Travis. Yeah. That's just not
going to
work out.
Okay, because on New Year's Eve, you and your friend met Travis and his friend, and they came over to your place, and then you guys ran into each other again, but then you got up and took off.
Travis just wants to know what went wrong.
It's not like wrong per se. He's interesting. He's very attractive. We had a lot of fun that night. But the reality is my friend and I, we only date guys who work in tech, finance, or who are lawyers. So we're just not a good fit long term, you know?
Okay.
Oh, wow. You are a piece of work.
Okay. So that's Travis, by the way.
Yeah, Sarah. Travis is listening in.
You and your friend practically threw yourselves at me and Daniel. And what? Now we're not good enough for you?
Okay, it was New Year's Eve, and you and your friend were the best-looking guys there, I'll give you that. And, like, there were so many more women, so we picked you. Like, we didn't want to be alone at midnight with no kiss. I mean, I thought that's what you were after, too.
Wow, I can't believe it. That's too funny.
I thought we were all on the same page there. It was just a one-night thing. You didn't stick around in the morning. Like, I thought it was pretty clear that it wasn't going to be anything else besides that. And a lot of guys never get a chance with me. Like, I've never been with an architect, so you're welcome.
Wait, so you're an architect, Travis?
Yeah, he is.
No, I am a systems architect. Architect in the name, but I'm a system. I work in tech. I just got a promotion. I'm on the list of guys you like in tech.
Quote unquote.
So he is in tech, Sarah.
I'm confused because you said architect, not like I work in tech.
You know the way an architect make the blueprint for a home?
Yes.
We make blueprints for technology.
Wow.
If you're calling to get another date and you work in tech, like, I can talk to my roommate. We would see you again.
So wait a second. You're saying then, Sarah, that because of the fact that he's in technology, like he's in that sector, now you're okay to date him?
But yes, like the dating world is cutthroat. You have to have standards. There has to be like limitations, boundaries, like what you swipe right on, what you don't. This is what my roommate and I do.
But if he was a plain old architect, you wouldn't date him.
No, it's not really part of our plan.
Hmm. Okay, well, so if you'll go out with him because his system, I mean, I guess, Travis, do you still want to go out with Sarah now that she knows that you're in the tech field?
Because you qualify now?
Yeah, now you qualify.
Yeah, I think I'm good. You know, I think I'd rather spend the year single than know that it takes me telling someone on the first date that I have a ton of money and that I work in tech.
Is it all about the money, Sarah? Or the prestige or the status?
I mean, it's like a mix of both. Like, yeah. Some people only swipe on doctors. You know, I feel like I'm not the only one who thinks this way. Like, a lot of my friends do this. We pick, like, the kind of person we want to be with, the kind of life we see we want, and that's what we go for.
That's
like
your right.
It's like cutthroat in the dating world. You can't just see everybody.
Yeah. You're entitled to your opinion, I'll say that. I mean, obviously, you know, you were attracted to him.
Travis, it appears to me, Sarah, you know, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but wants to date a profession, not a person.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay.
That's I'm not going to speak for my friend, but I think I'm pretty good.
All right.
Fine.
All right. Well.
Okay. You're lost.
Yeah, I'll survive.
Well, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
But again, PT, you and me, we came to the rescue on Second Date Update.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.